Dave Owens isn't a new face in the district. He's been here for 11 years, but he switched schools and jobs this year, moving from third grade teacher to the high school shop. He says the transition has been a hard one in some ways.
It's new curriculum, a new program for me. I like to work with wood and steel and, you know, on my own time, but this will be different instructing students in it. One of the things that will make it easier is that I know all the kids. I've had them before, and so I'm looking forward to working with them.
Owens says one new shop class will be offered for students to learn how to use new 3D printers and 3D scanners, along with the high school's existing computer-controlled router.
Mr. Painter and I are going to be starting a what we call a CAD to CAM class. It's a computer-aided design and drafting, all the way through to computer-aided manufacturing. So we'll be printing things off in three dimensions as well as on the CNC router.
Owens takes over that job from Nick Pop, who left the district last year. Another change in the high school is in the science classes. Alice Kumps takes over as science teacher in the high school from Joni Johnson. Kumps has worked in the high school and middle school since 2009 as an instructional aide and student teacher. She'll be teaching this year life sciences, aquaculture, biology, and marine science in the high school, also teaching a high school math class and science in the sixth grade.
The one thing I will be doing a little differently, I'm not teaching genetics this year. The marine science class will be a full year, and I'm working right now with the University of Alaska to so the kids could get oceanography college credit, a three-course credit, just like the aquaculture program is, the CTE credits. So that's a little bit different. And that everything else should probably be the same. Biology is a core class that has to be taken by sophomores. I'm sure I'll throw in my own little things. My background's in zoology, which is animals, and Joni's was plants. So you might see a little more animals.
A new face in the middle school belongs to Jessica Epperson. She'll be teaching high school Spanish, sixth grade language arts, and theater. Epperson is originally from Virginia, and she's been a teacher for 3 years in Florida and 1 year in Maryland.
I just like to have fun in class. I feel like if kids are having fun, then they're learning without really realizing that they're learning sometimes, especially with foreign language. Like, it's such a hard subject for kids sometimes that you just have to play with it and see where they catch on. And I'm, like, really excited because I've never had classes this small before, so it'll be a lot easier to play and get this learning done.
Before college, Epperson served in the Navy. She's also served a mission with her church that had her traveling to Uruguay and learning Spanish in the first place. Across campus at Racy Stedman Elementary, Heather Kahn starts up as new fourth grade teacher. She grew up and went to school here.
And we were just talking the other day about all the changes that had come to the building and how the parking lot used to be the playground and the front yard used to be the playground.
Kahn taught in Colorado for 5 years and then 1 year in Juneau before coming to Petersburg.
You know, I'm going to try a few things that I haven't been able to try. I've taught mostly just special ed, so I haven't had my own classroom, although I have had my classroom. I've just co-taught a lot with other teachers, so nothing that's been mine. So I'm hoping to make something ours with the kids and myself here.
Just across the hall, another homegrown teacher is Lisa Schrammick. She'll be teaching reading, migrant education, and working with English as a second language students.
Well, it's going to be a busy start to the year, but I think it will go well.
Schrammick has worked for the Petersburg School District before and also coached the high school swim team in 2004. Next door is new third grade teacher Mary Midkiff. She's also a returning staff member.
The couple years that I taught here before, I taught first grade, and I taught third grade for years in Ketchikan. So it's kind of fun to be back with what I started with and what I student taught in. And
Midkiff also grew up here and taught first grade at Racy Stedman from 2004 through 2006. She was a teacher in Ketchikan for 9 years and another 2 years in Montana.
It's pretty funny because I have a daughter in the other third grade, and so I basically have my entire Girl Scout troop in here.
Okay.
So it's a lot of kids that I'm familiar with that, you know, I've watched grow up, so it's kind of fun to be back in the classroom with my daughter's peer group.
Midkiff laughs that her daughter will do better in the other class, just seeing her mom on the playground and at home reminding her to do homework. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.